Well, hello there. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber here at the Word of the King at Holiness Bibles for the Blind.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 tells us that where the Word of the King is, there is power. We may say unto him, what doest thou?
Okay, this is Reverend Kenneth Wolfgang, and we are now here at the Word of the King, and I'm sitting in for Brother Timothy Gruber, who is in Israel, and please pray for him. He is at this present time looking for a place to record the Word of the King, a nice quiet place, and because of his need to look for a place, for a quiet place to record, it is kind of difficult for him to find, to record, because it would be, you'd have a lot of background sound, that kind of thing. So at this present time, he asked me to sit in for him, and I am more than honored to do so. So please pray for Brother Tim, as he is in Israel at this present time in Jerusalem and in the Holy Land, which is a great honor, and I ask you to pray for him. But it is also a great honor for me to sit in behind a microphone for Brother Tim and have a good message set up for you on the importance of lyrics in music, especially gospel music, which a lot of the churches and Christians forget the importance of lyrics in music. So before we get started here on the Word of the King, I want to say a word of prayer and ask you to say a word of prayer with us this afternoon. Heavenly Father, Lord, I ask you to touch right now this time. Lord, I ask you to bless this message, Lord. I ask you to reach down and help us, Lord. We ask you to bless Brother Tim there in Jerusalem. We ask you to help him, Lord, that you would just bless him, Lord. We ask you to bless this time at the Word of the King. We ask you, Lord, that you would just help us. Now we ask you to reach down, help us as we bring forth this message. Lord, we ask you to give us wisdom, Lord, as I bring this message. We ask you to give Brother Tim a place to record, a nice quiet place that wouldn't be too much background noise that he would be able to use, Lord. He doesn't have to have a long time, Lord, as you know, just 30 minutes twice a month to be able to record. And Lord, we know that you're the owner of not just the cattle of 1,000 hills, the taters under the hills, and the hills too, but we know that you own the whole universe. So Lord, finding a small place for him to record is nothing at all. So Lord, we thank you. And Lord, maybe he might even be able to tell us a few times on the Word of the King some of the places he's visiting there in Israel. And Lord, we know that that would be a great blessing. So Lord, we ask you now that you would just bless. We ask you now that you would also just touch us as we listen from our hearts, from your word, but also to a couple of songs as we're going to share the importance of lyrics in songs. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, we ask you to consider something here today. See, most people also, if they've been looking on this website, know that my wife and I are a gospel singing group, the Ashtabula Angels. If you look, you would know that the Ashtabula Angels have an album. It's called Clearly Spoken. And on that album, there are quite a few songs that are known as spoken lyrics. Spoken lyric songs are songs that you don't sing, but you talk through them. That's why they're called spoken lyrics. Well, the reason is I'm bringing this up is because on our website, I'm the kind of the administrator, what they call the administrator. And ahead of time, I already know what Tim is going to bring up, not because he has to get approval from me to put out an article like The Light Upon Darkness. No, it's just I make sure that things are spelled correctly and that the formatting and the layout's going to look okay. But I don't approve anything. The only approval he needs is from a committee. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That's the only committee that approves anything on this website, okay? Other than that, that's it, okay? That's the only committee that we have on this ministry. So, Brother Tim sent us ahead some articles for the Light Upon Darkness. And one of those you're going to see coming up has to do with lyrics and songs. Now, I'm not going to spoil it because I don't want to. But it does fit what the Eshtubule Angels stand in music is, too. We believe that the lyrics are more important than the background song, background of the songs. And so we would like to share, as a gospel group, and me being a part of that group, I would like to share some of the songs and show you why we believe that. But first, I want to share with you a scripture from the Bible that shows our stand on that. And that scripture you're going to hear, that also comes from the Bible, if you, of those of you that out there that are blind that want to know what a kind of Bible you're going to get, if you order the one disc MP3, this is the Bible you're going to hear, and the narrator you're going to hear is Alexander Scorby. And hopefully you enjoy. This is going to be the narrator you're going to hear. He's going to read for us today from Psalm 150, the whole psalm. All six verses, you're going to hear what he's going to read. And he's going to read our text for today, Psalm 150, all six verses. And listen to what King David said about music.
Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
And so, as you could see, you notice how David starts. He says, praise ye the Lord in his sanctuary. And he talks about praising the Lord. Then he ends with, let everything that hath breath. See, the instruments were not meant to be the main, and I repeat, the main focus of, and a lot of people use this to say, well, we should use instruments like guitars and organs and yada, yada, yada. You need to read the psalm closer. Those were meant to be secondary, not the main. You notice the lyrics were first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega. Just like Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, the opening starts with, it starts with, praise him in his sanctuary. It's talking about your mouth. And at the end, let everything that hath breath, once again, your mouth. The lyrics were more important than the instruments. The instruments were only backup. So, with that said, I want to show you the importance from the Eshtubule Angels' point of view, because the reason for our name is not because, if you've read our pages on this website, is not because we feel that we are something special. It's because we feel, A, we are messengers, according to Hebrews chapter 1. That's what angels are. And according to Revelation, if you read, the angels there told John, do not worship us, when he fell down to worship them. He said, do not, they said, do not worship us, worship God. We are just fellow servants. And that's all we are. We are servants and fellow messengers. That's all. So, with that in mind, and that definition in mind, we want to bring you a message from the Eshtubule Angels to you about the lyrics in some songs, and we hope that the message in our songs will give you a strong message today, okay? We would like to bring three very important songs, maybe four, but we're going to try to give you at least definitely three. Very important songs here today, okay? The first, of course, is a very important one. It's a spoken lyric to all you soul winners out there. Those of you who have been out there breaking your neck like Tim Gruber, you'll appreciate this. But those of you who have not been soul winning, you need to read Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Mark chapter 16, verses 15, 16. That tell and preach the gospel to every creature. And Acts 1, 8. That says, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in Samaria, in Jerusalem, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. You need to read your Bible. We're supposed to take the word. So we hope that this spoken lyric from the Asheville Angels will encourage those of you who haven't been witnessing to witness. And those of you who have been witnessing, we hope you take this song to heart, because it's a special song from the Asheville Angels to you. It's a spoken lyric, the Soul Winner's Prayer.
I've got something kind of special I'd like to say to all you soul winners out there who might be listening right now. Also, a Soul Winner's Prayer I'd like to pass along to you, because I think it's kind of special too. But first, now there's a few things I've been wanting to say to you guys for a long time, and I think right now is a good time to do it. Like, did you know that me and just about everyone in gospel music who travels a lot have nothing but the highest respect for you, the soul winner? Because it's a fact that some of the best Christians are soul winners. The most soul-minded, the most courteous, and the first to stop and tell the story of Jesus. And little things like warning people about hell. So you've just got to be good people. Like some I've had the pleasure meeting. Down-to-earth, hard-working family men. And a lot of you like our gospel music. That makes you okay in my book. Sounds like I'm blowing smoke, don't it? But I'm not. Because it boils down to this. If every Christian would be a soul winner like you guys are, there'd be a lot less people burning in hell than there is now. So, soul winner, buddy, you're appreciated more than you'll ever know. And we salute you. Now, this soul winner's prayer was given to me by a minister in Ashtabula, Ohio. He found it at the blind school in Columbus, Ohio, where he attended. Now, this prayer means a lot to him, and I think it will you too. So, if you will, give a listen. And see if it isn't your prayer too. Dear God above, bless this soul I thrive, and help me bring it alive. Be my mortal sight this day on streets where sinful souls play. Bless my pastor fast asleep when the night is long and deep. And keep our church safe and sound through the hours, big and round. Make our judgments sound as steel, and be our hearts so we can feel. Bless the souls going past, and teach them not to live so fast. Give me strength for every trip, so I may care for what I ship. And make me mindful every day to Jesus Christ, well, he is the way. Amen.
Okay, now, the next little selection or so, they actually kind of go together. One's a spoken lyric, and one's a regular song. But when you listen to them, They both have the same meaning. And when you listen to them, they come, when you look at them, from what Jesus said about when you think about what he's saying about your life. And he's talking about letting your light shine. And at the same time, when he's saying, basically, remember what he said in Matthew chapter 7? He said, by their fruit ye shall know them. Well, the next two songs definitely say that. Because if Jesus came to your house, and does Jesus feel the nails? Definitely tells you that. So listen to the lyrics of the next two, because they definitely tell you that.
Jesus came to your house. I wonder what you would do.
Yes, if Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpected, just dropped in on you. Oh, I know you'd give your nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food you'd serve to him would be the very best. And you'd keep assuring him you're glad to have him there, that serving him in your home is joy beyond compare. But when you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched and welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you have to change your clothes before you let him in? Hide some magazines and put the Bible where they'd been? Would you turn the radio off and hope he hadn't heard? And wish you hadn't uttered that last loud, hasty word? Would you hide your worldly music, put some hymn books out? Could you let Jesus walk right in? Or would you rush about? And I wonder, if the Savior spent a day or two with you, would you go right on doing the things you always do? Would you go right on saying the things you always say? Would life for you continue as it does from day to day? And would your family conversation keep up its usual pace? And would you find it hard each meal to say a table grace? Would you sing the songs you always sing and read the books you read? And let him know the things on which your mind and spirit feed? Would you take Jesus with you everywhere you plan to go? Or maybe, would you change your plans for just a day or so? Would you be glad to have him meet your very closest friends, or hope they would just stay away till his visit ends? And would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on? Or would you sigh with great relief when he at last was gone? Oh, it might be interesting to know the things you would do if Jesus came in person to spend some time with you.
Got to change. I just can't bear the thought of hurting you. Feel that I'm so good at breaking promises. Treat his precious grace so carelessly.
Guilty, guilty.
But each time he forgives, what if he relives the agony he felt on that tree? Does he still feel the nails every time I fail? Does he hear the crowd cry, crucify again? Am I causing him pain? Then I know I've got to change. I just can't bear the thought of hurting him.
Okay, this last song is a song that I know that Brother Tim, as well as everyone, knows that the Ashtabula Angels sung at a concert, and you'll find more information on the Ashtabula Angels pages coming up soon. Will be released as a new album coming out, but you'll find out later on that. But it's a song that I know Brother Tim here would agree with. It's a special song that I think everybody would agree with. Also, most everyone else would. But the words of the song itself tells you everything you need to know. Thank you for giving to the Lord.
Upon the streets of gold, beside the crystal sea, heard the angels sing, and someone called your name. You turned and saw this young man, he was smiling as he came. He said, "Friend, you may not know me now, But then he said, but wait. He used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. Each week you would say the prayer before the class would start. One day, when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that is changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. And another man stood before you. He said, remember the time a missionary came to your church. His pictures made you cry. Didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave. That's why I'm here today. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that is changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. One by one they came, as far as the eyes could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you have done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, but in heaven now proclaim. I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry, but I'm almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that is changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that is changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. I am so glad you gave.
So glad.
Okay, now that we're done with that, we are going to have just a few closing remarks from Brother Tim, and we'll catch you later. God bless.
Well, we're told, but as many as are the works of the law are under the curse, for cursed Everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them, we're told in the book of Galatians, all but here it is. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Repent ye and believe the gospel. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, shall cleanse you from all sin. For if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Venial, mortal, sin, whatever you call it, all unrighteousness. God is faithful to forgive those who confess their sins to him through faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection alone. For by grace he is saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. Call upon the Lord today. This is Evangelist Timothy Groover. Till next time, God bless you and yours.